Hola, señoras y señores. Mi nombre is Jameson, and this is a podcast. So yeah, we got me, and we've got my co-host. I don't know where he is. He's supposed to be here soon. He's running pretty late, and yeah.
Oh, Dios mío. Jacob, is that you?
Yes.
Why did you go through the window?
Because I had to.
No, you didn't. There's a door right there.
It was locked.
No, it's not.
It's locked.
Whatever, let's just get on with the show, shall we?
No.
Sexism, feminism, war, racism, gay rights, all big problems. And a lot of these start becoming more and more prominent in the 1970s with one woman's rise to fame. And her name is Hillary Rodham Clinton. Hillary Rodham Clinton, A Woman Living History, is an especially good book about the issues of, like, war, sexism, and feminism because of the great detail the author, Karen Blumenthal, goes into about the issues and Clinton's, like, ideas on them. On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you rate the book, Jacob?
I would give the book a 7 because there's no feeling in the book. It's just word after word.
Like, they're, like, trying to show you, like, a lot of information, but there's no, like, of course they're trying to be objective, but, like, there's no feeling or compassion behind it, and it's really just a boring book. But it does give you a lot of good information about the topics that it's trying to, which you have to applaud.
I do applaud that, but...
All right, so last episode... People got mad because we didn't give a summary of the book. So I'm going to make a summary and keep it as objective as possible. So, first things first, she starts off as a child. She starts off a Republican of all things. Then her church, yes, that's right, her church turns her liberal. She then goes to Yale for law and she meets this Viking-looking dude named Bill. You'll see him a lot in the future. So, we got Bill and Hillary. They move out to Arkansas where he runs for governor and somehow wins as a freaking Democrat in the South. Besides Texas and Florida, because they actually like Democrats. All right, but anyways, next thing we know, he runs for president and he wins. He almost gets impeached because there were a bunch of affairs and just stupid things happening all over the place. Next thing you know, she's running for president against Obama. She loses pretty hard.
I think this explains how, like, this book shows that it's good, but it shows good details. Here's an example. After the election, Hillary and Bill head to Australia, the Philippines, and Thailand for meetings and speeches, as well as some snorkeling and golf. They should have been running high as they prepared to start a second term, but as seemed to happen every so often with Hillary, she stuck a foot in her mouth twice, causing another political kerfuffle. Perhaps it was just human nature, the honest off-putting comment slipped out from time to time.
Second quote from Hillary Rodham Clinton, the woman that lived history. So again and again, reporters had to generate stories day after day. That's what they did for a living. And she could help them do their jobs and make it hard for them. But Hillary wasn't having it. She was about to come to the conclusion that no matter what she did, she's going to piss off some people. So we'll just continue to be ourselves and let everybody else make whatever adjustments they had to. Blair wrote in her notes.
And quote number 3. Through November, the newspaper and other major media outlets would start digging deeper and deeper into the relationship between the Clintons and McDougal and his failed savings and loan. The Post sent questions to the White House, but it wasn't getting any answers. It sent a letter to one of Bill's advisors. Still no answers. By December, the paper's reporters and top editors were running out of patience with and appealing to others in the White House for assistance. See? With quotes like this... Why wouldn't you want to read it? That's why I say this book is good for kids of all ages.
And adults.
And don't forget the elderly.
Well, senores, senoras, and senoritas, that was the end of El Podcast.
Spanish for podcast.
We hope you liked this episode. And if you did, watch more of our episodes coming probably in like 57 years.
Alrighty then. Well, adios. And remember to check out Hillary Rodham Clinton, A Woman Living History,
by Madame Karen Blumenthal. Adios.